The Gemara says now, Vilu al Sveikoi, maybe Yerushim Toli Katoni. The Bryce here does not say you have to bring a Yerushim Toli in this Gabi Mil at all. So Khurumani, who does this Bryce go like? He learned if one time goes according to Rabbi Kiva, then listening now, Misaifa via Sveika, maybe Yerushim Toli. Rabbi Kiva goes by a suffix whether you're over Nisa Mila or not, if you have a no from a Korbin, you have to bring a Yerushim Toli. This Nan, we learned on Gemara later. Rabbi Kiva Mechayiv al Sofik Mila Yerushim Toli. In case the person has a suffix a doubt whether he had an off from Egdish or not, he has to bring an Ashram Toli. So how come this Bryce doesn't bring it down? So it must be the Bryce is not Rabbi Kiva, it allowed Rabbi Yeshua. This Bryce goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. And still, the Katanias is killing this Bryce that Pehei Halomis, maybe Hei Chatois. When he ate these five different pieces of Nisam, if he remember each time in between, then he's Chayef Hei Chatois. Mashenkin, if there's one forgetting, he didn't remember in between, even though it's from five different behemoths, he's only chayiv one chatis. If so, shmamina kibli minei, it's a proof that Rabbi Yeshua accepted the answer, the question of Rabbi Kiva, and he can't bring a proof for Mila. Only by Mila you chayiv five different hashamis. Because Mila is a chumra that just being mitzi without eating it you chayiv. Or you can eat a little bit now, a little bit later. Mashenkin by Nursa doesn't have those chumras by Nursa. We don't say Yechayiv 5, Yoni Chayiv 1. So who we see Rabbi Yeshua agrees to Rabbi Kiva's question. So Mora says no, maybe there's no proof. Elul Mora says, Adrab, just the opposite maybe. Me the Seifu, what does the Seifu this Bryce to say? The Seifu this Bryce says like this, Me the Seifu diktoni, Me heiz vachim, if somebody ate Nursa from five different kabonis, Afilu Balamachas, even though it's in all one forgetting, Chayiv HaKolachas V'Yachas, he's Chayiv in each one a separate Chatis. HaKolachas V'Yachas. So the Sefer is Mashma, that according to Yeshua, by Noisi you are Chayiv five Chatois. And so Shemamin, you have a proof in the Sefer that like Kiblim and Yeshua did not accept the question from Yeshua, from Rabbi Kiva. So Mori's question, Ve'al Lamai, what do you have to answer then? Is the Lameima Tanoi, the Churitz is still with them in Yeshua. The Rashi's Mashma Rabbi Yeshua did accept it. And the Sefer's Mashma Rabbi Yeshua did not accept the answer of Rabbi Kiva. Siat Lukur says, Machlekes Tanoim then. Dika Tana the Kibla, the first Tana this Bryce holds, Rabbi Yeshua agrees to Rabbi Kiva. And therefore, if you eat five Kazesim from five different behemoths of Nisa, the Helamachas Yoni Chayiv 1. And Vika Tana the second, the Sefer holds, no, Delay Kibla. Rabbi Yeshua argues on Rabbi Kiva and holds, no, that just like by Mila, if you nene from Hegdish, you chayiv five chatois, who would then also by Noisa, if you eat from five different behemoths, the Elamachas, you chayiv five. So that's before you have to answer the price. It's a machlokes tanoim. Did Rabbi Yeshua agree to Rabbi Kiva or not? So one says, if so, once you have to say it's a machlokes tanoim anyway, maybe say like this. Fiddle time Rabbi Kiva, maybe there's no proof altogether. Maybe really Rabbi Yeshua, like he says in our Mishnah, does not agree to Rabbi Kiva's question. Rabbi Yeshua holds, just like by Mila Yechai 5, by Noiser also, since he ate a Kazayas from five different behemoths, Yechai 5 Chatois, even though it's Belamechet. I, what's Pshan, this Bryce that says Yoni Chayiv 1? I'll tell you, Rabbi Kiva, this Bryce goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Ah, Yadakash, according to Rabbi Kiva, what is the Bryce to bring down Yechai Venoshim Toli, Minasophic Mila? The Territz, I'll tell you, Vahai Tana, the Tana, this Bryce, Sobola Kavose Bechoda, the Tana this Bryce and the Reisha holds like Rabbi Kiva in one point, that if you eat from five behemoths, Noisa, Yoni Chayiv one Chatis. But upon the Galeb Echad in one prat, in one point, he argues on Rabbi Kiva. That means Sobolei Kavose Bahaloma. He holds like Rabbi Kiva that he ate it all in one forgetting, even though some five different behemoths, Exias of Noisa from each one of them, Yoni Chayiv one Chatis. But upon the Galeb Emilo, this Tana argues on Rabbi Kiva in Hilchas Mila. And he holds what? That if you have a suffix, whether you're over Nisa Mila, you do not have to bring an Ashram Toli. Ashram Toli was not said by Mila. So therefore you have no raya what Rabbi Yeshua holds. Could be Rabbi Yeshua really holds, like he says in the Mishnah, that there's no difference between Mila and Noiser. And this price it goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Now the Gemara says, Hei chi domi hei milis. What's the case for Yechayiv hei milis? On a Shmuel Kiyosha Shishinin, like learn like this. Or else some say that Kiyosha should be Hechidomi Heitamchuyim. What does it mean to say before we had from one korban, if you eat five different dishes from the korban, you chayiv five milas, five ashram milas. What's the case of five different dishes? What does it mean? Heitam chuyim. The sheet should be heitam chuyim. So Shmuel Kosher should like learn like this. Chamisha dvorim boila by korban oila. Somebody burnt it bachutz. You have to burn a kizayis to be chayiv. Now you can mitzarf in five things of mitzarf. You burn a little bit of each one of these five things, and together you burn a kizayis yichayiv. What are these five things? Habosa, take a little bit of the meat of the korban of an oila. Viachel, a little bit of the fat. For hayayin, the nesachon that's brought with the korban oila. If you burn all some of the yayin bachutz, the soil, the flour, the shemen. So kids, what it means to say, hey, tamchuy means different parts of the animal. So in the case we take a little bit meat and a little bit fat, different parts, that's called heitam chuyim. So if you have one behemoth here, that you had five, the hanor, five different parts of it, that's why you chayiv five different ashramilas. That's called heitam chuyim. Five different parts of the animal. Chiski yamanok, going shokol mehei vorim. Doesn't have to be different parts, at least a different limb. You ate a piece of meat from the leg, from the arm, from the breast. As long as the different limbs of the animal, that's also called heitam chuyim. Rosh Lakish shama afilu taima bi'evrech, even with one limb. Mishkachas lo bekatav, you have it by the shoulders. By the shoulders, there are five parts to the shoulders. Rashi says, ha'parso v'etze matachto in adakuva, and in the shoulder itself is divided in five different parts there. So that's also called heitam chuyim. If you ate a little bit of kezias from each one of those parts, by famila, you're over five ashamas. So Rashi learns means that you have five different pieces of meat, but it's cooked up in five different types of pots. Rashi says, one you use this spice, one you use betzolim, onions, one you use kruv, one you use last pumpkins, lefes. Kids, you cooked it up with five different types of spices, so each piece of meat tastes differently. That's also called heitam chuyim. And the same piece of meat, but five different times, and each time the meat was cooked and made differently. Rashman's hate tamim means one was roasted sli, one was cooked, one was pickled, one was cooked a lot, and one was pot roasted. So that's called also hate tam chuyim. So the kids in the Mishnah, that's what Rabbi Yeshua means to say. Well, everybody holds like that. If you have one korban, and before Zeriku, it's no het to have anor from it. If you have anor from this one korban, five different kizayisim eat. It made five different ways. One kezias was broiled, one was cooked, one was pot roasted. So for that, you chayiv five different asham milas. And that's the shalom Rabbi Yeshua holds. The same thing would be by Neisser also. If you have five different kabonis, and from each one of them you eat a kezias of Neisser, you'd also be chayiv five chatois. And the doctor Bekiv Agdazin says no. He holds that by Neisser you only chayiv one chatis. It's only a special chumra by Mila, because like it says in the Mishnah, Mila has chumras to it, that even if you just might see Mila without even eating it, you chayiv. So therefore it's only a chumra by Mila, not by a Noisa. Yeah. Nothing more. The Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says like this, Ashalti es Rebbe Lezer. Yes, Rebbe Lezer shal like this. What's going to be? Be'oisa melochas harbei, be'shabosas harbei, me'ein melocha achas. Like, let's say the last 10 Shabbosim, this person, each Shabbos, did a different malacha of the same Av. He did different toldas. He did oysa malachas harbe, a lot of malachas, in the last few Shabbosim, miyem malachas, meaning all different toldas of the same Av. So there's an Av, let's say, of planting. So he watered it, he pruned it one Shabbos, he did different toldas of the same Av, in a few different Shabbosim. He did them all, the Helamachas with one forgetting. We'll soon see what that means. It means all the time he forgot these Malachas were also. It's for one Shogun, one Helama. So now, what's the Malacha? Chayiv Achas HaKulim, is he Chayiv only one Chatas on all the Averis he did? Or he Chayiv HaKolachas V'Achas? Maybe no, in every Aver he did, he's Chayiv another Chatas. That's the Shaila. Omra Lois, they said back to him, yes, Chayiv HaKolachas V'Achas. For every single Shabbos, like every Aver he did, every Shabbos, he's Chayiv another Chatas. And they said, Mikal v'chayma, have a kal v'chayma. O man nida, madach of a man lives with his wife and nida five different times. Shame both to exorcise her, but they're not a lot halachas by nida. There's one issue, you're not allowed to live with a nida. Still, we had before, shame with exorcise her, b'chatzoy is harbe, chayav v'kolachas v'yachas. You chayiv every time you live with your wife to need the yechayiv. Yeah. Rashi says, chayiv akol biya belamachas kadyom Reb Lezer liyeh, like Reb Lezer said. We had before, that was Reb Lezer shita, that bo'alev, a chozo bo'alev, you live with her, one after another, for each biya, you chayiv a separate chattis, even though it's with one forgetting. So, madach by nida, Reb Lezer all yechayiv each one separately, is so Shabbos. Sheyesh po tzitzeres haba. There are a lot of different halachas by Shabbos. There are 39 novas halachas by Shabbos. Or misas haba. For each one yechayiv misa. Is the aim of din isn't it a svara to say she yechayiv halachas viachas? That for every Shabbos, the fact you did a different malacha, a different told of the same av, avada for each Shabbos you should be chayiv another chatas. That's what they said back to Rabbi Kiva. Or Matilos Rabbi Kiva said back to them no. Yamamata benida sheyesh bo shtei azoros. Atei nida maybe still different, because by nida both are chayiv, the man and the lady. Shehu muzer ala nida v'yanida musaros alav. That's why maybe they're both there's a chatis v'ich avera, because both of them are muzer. It's a more chamadik avera maybe. But yomah b'shabbos shein b'el azor achad. There's only one azor just for the man that's doing it. There's no second party being over the yisra chatis also. So maybe that's different. Such a sword. We'll see in the Gemara what kind of sword this is. Omelie, they said back to me, no, what's going to be habola ketanas yechiv? If a man lives with a ketana, that she's a nida. Shein b'el azarachas, only the man is chayiv, not the girl, she's a ketana. The chayiv akolachas biachas, still yechayiv each biya. So he said back, amatlo, he said back, still there's no proof from that. And amatlo, the ketana is, even though what the man lives with a ketana, but she's a nida, the man is chayiv, chatis, is Shafa Pi Shein Bo Achshav, even though right now she's not Chayav Diktano, because she's not a Baronchin, but Yesh Po Liachas Man, but when she becomes a Gedola, then she will be Chayav, she'll be Chayav Liachas Man. Ma Shenke, in Tiyama B'Shabbos, Shein Bo Achshav Lo Liachas Man, there's never a time that a second party is Chayav, like Shabbos is not Chayav, is only the one that does the Melachis. So, Avada, the Chilak between Shabbos and Nidus, that's what Bekiva said. Omar Lo Yisachom said back to him, no, Habola beima to yechiyah, the man lives with the behema. The what, that the man is chayiv and not the behema, the behema has no chayiv misa. Or Ma'atilov, he said back to him, a behema to Shabbos and a chanami. A behema would be just like Shabbos. That Reb Kiva holds, just like by Shabbos, he wants to say, Yoni chayiv one, who would by behema also? If a man lives with the behema, a few times, one after another, behela machas, with one forgetting, and a chanami, according to Reb Kiva, only be chayiv one chatas. So that's Reb Kiva's swarum, that by Shabbos, since Lamaisa only your chayiv, nobody else, so since it was done, the Machas, you only chayiv one. And the Chum answered back no, and said no, they held your chayiv on every Shabbos for Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, Markim Boile, what was the shayla of Rabbi Kiva? E Shabbos is kaguf and damim, was the shayla the fact you do it every Shabbos, each Shabbos like a different guf? V'loy, or maybe no? Even though you did the same look, like over every Shabbos, I don't care. Even though it's done a different Shabbos, it's not called like a separate goof. It was that the Shaila, Oiloi, Boy Minei. If so, if that was the Shaila, Niboy, Reb Kiva should ask like this. Hois, like you were asking. Let the Gemara ask, Hois, some loch achas. The person did one malocha, the Shabbos of Harbe. Like the last five Shabbos, and he used to water the grass every Shabbos. Are you chayiv one chatos or five chatos? It was only a shayla, since every Shabbos is a new day. Is it called like a new chiv or not? So it could have been the shayla with the same melacha. Elo the Gemara is like this. V'lodei melachis. Rabbi Kiva's shayla was, if a guy does different toldos, ikav is damyon. Is it considered like the same av or not? V'loi, that's a shayla. If you do the same av over and over again, you only chayv once. But since you did different toldos, maybe different toldos is mechayv you. To the most of so, if you like, boimine, that was the shayla, then you boimine, you should ask a shayla like this. Hoysa malachas harbe mien malachas achas for Shabbos. A person does a few different toldos of the same map on one Shabbos. That should be the shayla. On the same Shabbos, you do two different toldos of the same map. Are you chayiv one, are you chayiv twice? So, what was Rabbi Kiva's question? So, most of the Amar Rav said like this. Amri de Rav, that they're in the Beis Medrash, they said, Tati boy meneg. Reb Kiva really asked two questions. Shabbos is kaguf and dami, that was one shayla. Is Shabbos called like a different guf? V'loi, boy meneg, that was one shayla. The fact he did the melacha every Shabbos is each Shabbos called like a different guf, or nu chiv or not, it was all behelamachas. A second shaila was, for lodim lochas kum lochas damyan. Oy loy, if we do a few toldos to the same hour, we chayiv twice the one. So he has two shalos really Rabbi Kiva. The other one says, b'shabos hechim ibod, what was the shalom of Shabbos? If was talking about shigga Shabbos, the guy forgot today was Shabbos, but lodim lochas, you know lochas are also. He just forgot today was Shabbos. So he did the melacha today, and he did the melacha next Shabbos also. Shred Gemara, so what's the Yeshayla? Pshit lay for sure, to Yavim Shem time have idea that in between, from one Shabbos to another Shabbos, for sure you realize that Shabbos passed by. And the sure it's called like a new idea, Savad, you should be chayiv, or a separate chattis, be Shabbos. If that's Yeshayla, if Shabbos kugufam dami, it was one shayge, like Stam, you forgot today was Shabbos. So by next Shabbos, for sure you know, today was Shabbos passed by, so why should you be chayiv every Shabbos separately? The Pshitalon, the Yom Shematam, have your deal, a chalik. Now, Elomai Wad, Vizodin Shabbos, case was maybe the guy knew today was Shabbos. Joshigoth Malachis, he forgot this Malach was Zos Udibor, that was a Shaila. Ika Gufan Damien, so really it's one forgetting. With one forgetting, he did this melacha the last five Shabbos, and we said he watered the grass, he cut off the grass. So he the last five Shabbos, he did the same melacha. With the shgaga, he didn't know it was also. So the shaila is now, if he would have done it all on one Shabbos, you only chayiv once. Now we did it a few Shabbos, is each Shabbos could guf dom you not. That's the shaila. The boy minay he could guf and dom is separate guf. I lie. I do maybe no. That's one shaila. That's one way to learn the shaila. Or do maybe Zodah and Shabbos, if he knew today was Shabbos, Peshigagos, Melachos, and this, he didn't know the Melacha was also Peshitalon, then for sure the Guf and Damian, every Shabbos for sure you have another Chattis. Since each Shabbos is a new day, so Peshit is called the new Guf, maybe then for sure you have. That wasn't the Shaila. But what was the Shaila then? Peshigagos Shabbos, where the guy maybe forgot today was Shabbos. Vizodah Melachos, and he did the Melachos, he knew Melachos were also. Just if he got today was Shabbos, maybe who did that? That was Rabbi Kiva Shaila. And the Shaila Taker is, the Yom Shemitayim, have you deal a chalak oloi? That goof was Rabbi Kiva Shaila. The days in between, like from one Shabbos to another Shabbos, do we say that for sure he realized in between the Shabbos passed by? And if he forgets again, the next Shabbos is called a new halam, a new forgetting? Or maybe no, a guy doesn't realize it in between, it's called one of the forgetting. Maybe that's the Shaila. So that's the Shaila exactly what was Rabbi Kiva Safik. So when it says, Omar Rabba says like this. Omar Rabba learns that Mistar with the Svar is that Rabbi Kiva's Shaila was Shigugah Shabbos.